Track 9. Listen to Al, Vicky, and Brian talking about whether people should pay more tax on fast food. Who is for it, who is against it, and who is undecided?
Welcome back, everybody. This is News Fight, and I'm your host, Al Burns. Up next, fast food. We know it's delicious. We also know it isn't very good for us or for our kids. But wait till you hear what some people want to do about it. I'm here with Vicky Wilson. She's with a group called Concerned Parents for Healthy Choices. And believe it or not, these guys actually want to put a special tax on fast food. Welcome, Vicky.
Thanks, Al. I'm glad to be here.
So, Vicky, I mean, here's the thing. There are taxes on everything these days. Income tax, gas tax, property tax, everything. So why do you want to add a tax on my burger and fries?
Well, Al, obviously no one likes paying taxes. But what really worries me is that the next generation is going to have so many problems with kids being overweight. There are far too many people who have a terrible diet, and they just go to the nearest hamburger joint and fill themselves up with junk.
But that so-called junk tastes pretty good, right, Vicky?
A lot of people think so. But the main point is that fast food, junk food, is too cheap. If it was taxed, people would think twice before buying it.
Okay, let's hear from another point of view. Joining the program is Brian Roberts. He's the president of a group called the National Fast Food Association, which represents fast food restaurants across the country. Brian, welcome to News Fight.
Thank you.
So, what's your opinion on this crazy new tax?
Al, if you ask me, this is a terrible idea. Firstly, it would be an infringement on individual freedom. Secondly, another way of saying fast food is convenience food, and that means it really suits the kind of lifestyle of people today. Another thing is that it would be a tax on people who are less well off.
Vicky, how do you respond to that?
If you want my opinion, I think almost everyone in this country can afford to eat healthy. Basically, the issue is laziness. As I understand it, these people just can't be bothered to buy fresh food and cook it.
Whoa, these people? I guess you don't eat fast food.
To tell you the truth, I don't eat in these places personally, but that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that a tax will help people make better choices.
What about you, Brian? Do you eat fast food?
Actually, I'm seeing a friend for lunch, and we're going to have a burger. There's that new place that just opened, you know, down by the square. It's supposed to be pretty good. Anyway, as I was saying, this is about individual freedom. As far as I'm concerned, people should be allowed to eat what they want. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Vicky, any final thoughts?
I suppose the problem is that we don't know what's in these burgers and pizzas. If people knew how bad they were, maybe they would change their habits.
Fair enough. Okay, everyone, we've got to take a commercial break now. When we come back, we'll have my exclusive in-depth interview with the woman whose cat does that funny dance in that internet video that is...